We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, generous viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendel Sad. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJ Sat. In Chang, Channel 44 on Orbit Sat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on Vizio Sat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand heroes rescue a 2-year-old from a half-submerged vehicle. In archaeology news, 2 large stone statues of Lord Buddha have been unearthed in Angkor Wat in Cambodia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 2nd, is the National Day of Laos. Wapu and associated ancient settlements within the Champasak cultural landscape in this Southeast Asian country is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. It is an over 1,000-year-old planned landscape arranged to convey the Hindu vision of the relationship between humanity and nature. The United Arab Emirates also celebrates its National Day today, commemorating its independence achieved in 1971. Its Marawa Marine Protected Area, the vastest in the region, has been recognized by UNESCO as a biosphere reserve. It is habitat for a large population of the gentle herbivorous dugongs, as well as marine turtles and coral reefs. The locale is also culturally and archaeologically important, as it contains over 20 sites dating back to the Stone Age. We wish celebratory national days for the gentle people of Laos and the United Arab Emirates.
YN News. Earthquakes hit Bolivia, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, China, Myanmar, Caribbean Islands, Colombia, Macquarie Island, Philippines, and Turkey as volcano erupts in Ecuador. On Sunday, November 27th, dozens of frightened residents spent the night in the streets after a tremor of magnitude 3.6 struck Bolivia's Cochabamba department 25 kilometers northeast of Aquile. On Monday afternoon, a 5.8 magnitude quake shook Indonesia's West Nusa Tenggara province as it hit beneath the Bali Sea, 199 kilometers northeast of Mataram, while a powerful magnitude 6.4 tremor hit Papua New Guinea's New Ireland region that evening, its epicenter 137 kilometers southeast of Tarim.
Also that evening, the border area between China and Myanmar, or Burma, was rattled by a tremor measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale as it hit 30 kilometers southeast of the Burmese city of Michina. Meanwhile, a number of quakes rocked several Caribbean islands on Monday, including one of 4.7 magnitude in St. Kitts and Nevis, and 9 others in Puerto Rico, registering up to 5.2 on the Richter scale. On Tuesday, the Colombian Geological Survey reported a magnitude 4.0 earthquake in the southern part of the Nevado del Huila volcano, which was felt around the border of the Cauca and Huila departments, while a magnitude 5.2 quake occurred early Wednesday, 52 kilometers northwest of Macquarie Island. Indonesia was then struck by her second tremor in 2 days, this one 71 kilometers southwest of southwest Sumatra's Bengkulu, measuring 5.3 in magnitude. Also on Wednesday morning, a 6.0 quake rumbled in the waters of northern Philippines, 230 kilometers northwest of Manila, followed by several aftershocks.
Another tremor of magnitude 4.9 later struck eastern Turkey, just 9 kilometers south of Van, causing residents who are still recovering from recent destructive earthquakes to flee to the streets in panic, with minor property damage noted. Meanwhile, increased activity at Ecuador's Tungurahua volcano prompted the government to urge the evacuation of 700 residents as it continued emitting fiery rocks and ash on Wednesday, with officials upgrading the eruption warning level to orange as shelters were inspected and prepared for evacuees. There were fortunately no immediate reports of significant damage or injuries for either the quake or the volcanic events.
Our appreciation, officials and personnel working to ensure the safety of the quake and volcano affected residents. May we strive to stabilize our shared earthly home through our kinder care for all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Treo leo buồn như cũ.
tìm đâu ra có ngọn suối cam lộ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở cứu trần gian, nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 418. Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Even small amounts of grilled meat linked to high risk of prostate cancer. In a study by U.S. researchers at the University of California, published in the peer-reviewed scientific journal PLOS ONE, the eating habits of 1,000 men were evaluated. Half in the study were healthy, while 470 had already been diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. In the evaluation, the scientists found that consuming well-done ground beef or other red meat more than doubled the risk of developing aggressive prostate cancer. Grilling is also known to be a further hazard, as cooking meat at high temperatures over open flame causes chemicals to form that have been shown to be carcinogenic. Our appreciation, researchers, for your findings that highlight these harmful health risks of meat consumption. May we all swiftly adopt the safe and humane plant-based fare for our own vibrant well-being and that of cherished loved ones.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella.
Bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes.
347 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Czech Animator Remembered. On Wednesday, November 30th, much-loved Czech animator and illustrator Zdeněk Miller passed away at the ripe age of 90. Mr. Miller became known worldwide for his heartwarming and humorous character, the Little Mole, who, along with several other animal friends, was featured in more than 40 illustrated children's books and 50 film animations. Winning immediate popularity in Eastern Europe and Germany, Mr. Miller's first Little Mole movie received a Silver Lion Award at the Venice Film Festival in Italy. The Little Mole series went on to become a favorite in more than 80 countries, with the lovable characters expressing themselves through nonverbal exclamations rather than language, thus enabling children of all nations to understand the entertaining and educational messages. Our sincere sympathies to the family and friends of the talented Mr. Zdeněk Miller. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's love and light as his timeless creations continue to delight generations to come.
Save our planet. Climate Change Summit reaches midway point amidst warning from new report. A week following the report by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, linking climate change to increasing disasters, a new document from another UN agency cautions leaders and the world of what global warming has in store if drastic actions are not taken. Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports from Durban, South Africa.
Inside the conference rooms in Durban, negotiators are finalizing the first week of talk before the country's ministers and head of state arrive next week. Outdoors, increasingly erratic weather patterns here in South Africa remind us that time is now to act on climate change.
In Durban at this time of the year, it should be hot, and we've noticed there's a lot more strange weather going on. And when we do have storms, they're more severe than what we've had in the past.
On Tuesday, a new alarming report released by the United Nations World Meteorological Organization stated that if global temperature continues to rise, there's a point at which climate change will become irreversible. The report cited recent findings such as Arctic sea ice shrinking to record low volumes in 2011, as well as being the 10th hottest year since record began in 1850. Meanwhile, as extreme drought in East Africa has claimed tens of thousands of lives, the U.S. saw 14 extreme weather disasters so far this year, with damages of at least $1 billion each. And Asia and Latin America were hit by deadly widespread flooding.
The state of Tabasco has been underwater. They simply cannot cope with the floods. And currently, this year, we are suffering in the north, perhaps the worst drought in 70 years. Climate change is not just a possibility, it's something that we are already suffering.
As we are talking now, our environment is under intensive care unit. It needs really rescue.
With such urgent reflections being seen around the globe, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association have been campaigning for one major and effective way to lower temperatures, the organic vegan diet. They've been distributing SOS flyers and other literature, along with delicious vegan sandwiches, including at the nearby Climate Change Response Expo, set up by the South African Department of Environmental Affairs to invite organization and company to present their green initiatives. The response to the vegan solution has been excellent, with some even pledging to be veg.
After I've eaten this sandwich, I'll become a vegetarian.
Part of our project is to do organic gardening. I think now I just found a reason to why should I plant more vegetables, because I'm going to be a vegetarian now since I tasted the sandwich.
Reporting from Devon, South Africa, for Supreme Master Television.
Our appreciation, government decision makers and other delegates, for your efforts in Durban. May we navigate our world to safety through noble leadership and urgent endeavors, the most needed of which is the earth-cooling organic vegan policy.
During a 2011 interview with the US-based Spiritual Awakening Radio, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained the root cause of the world's calamities and urged the government leaders to use their power to save the planet.
Up to now, humans had created and still are creating tremendous bad energy. You see, bad karma. That means bad energy. That twists around us like chain, and it gets tighter as every passing moment. So that maybe at some point we can't even escape. Almost every day we look on TV, there's a disaster somewhere, in some country, one way or another. Yes, a war, a conflict. We need intervention now, more than ever, from a force that is much stronger than this binding chain to break it loose. That power is the universal love within ourselves. I do believe that vegan will save the planet, and I do believe that the government leaders, the world leaders, can bring it into fruition, make it into law even. People are ready. So vegan law should be implemented, you know, because it's a loving reminder of all citizens to be peaceful within and without. Live and let live. If we do not kill animals, then we will not kill man. And peace will be naturally achieved.
Save our planet. Scientists report that as of November 2011, several species of fish in China's largest freshwater lake, the Hongjiannao, are threatened with extinction as the lake's salinity increases due to a drop in levels following drought, along with regional coal mining activities, making the waters uninhabitable for fish.
Warning news. U.S. health officials on November 24, 2011 confirmed 7 cases so far of a swine-originating H3N2 food virus, with 3 people who had to be hospitalized thus far that they say appears to have been contracted through person-to-person transmission instead of animal contact, raising concerns for a mutated virus form that could lead to another pandemic.
Hi there, this is Comfy the Koala, and this is my lovely daughter, Cuddly.
We're happily following a plant-based diet. Here's a tip for the home decorator.
If you have a lot of books of all sizes, you can use them to create a unique-looking end table.
Try stacking books, largest to smallest, and position them near your couch or chair.
The titles of the books can be easily seen and then selected for your reading pleasure.
Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now the weather from around the world.
Thank you.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Canada. World Parrot Refuge in British Columbia, Canada holds a fundraiser. Located in Coombs, this sanctuary, which was founded by Miss Wendy Huntbatch, is home to over 800 parrots from more than 50 species, with 23,000 square feet of indoor free-flight aviaries and a committed team of staff and carers. The refuge provides a lifelong home for the intelligent friends. To assist with costs, it offers virtual adoptions or sponsorship for the beautiful birds. Furthermore, fun events for the community are at times held, one of which our association members attended, providing delicious vegan food. Raffles and face painting for the children were also part of their festivities. May heaven bless you, World Parrot Refuge and Miss Wendy Huntbatch, for your devoted efforts on behalf of our amazing winged angels. May the sweet parrots continue to have joyful lives and many loving friends, both human and avian.
In Hero News, motorists rescue a two-year-old from a half-submerged vehicle. While Mr. Nicholas Hughes and Mr. Simon Griffin were each driving along New Zealand's Thames Coromandel coast, they saw Miss Sue Ellen Mathewson shouting for help. Her car had slid, overturned, and landed in the sea, with her daughter still trapped inside. The men immediately jumped into the water and together managed to free young Michaela Wilson from her car seat and bring her to safety. The gentlemen then kept the mother and daughter warm until emergency services arrived. Miss Mathewson had slight injuries, and Michaela was unharmed. A heartfelt salute, Mr. Nicholas Hughes and Mr. Simon Griffin, on your courageous actions. We wish Miss Sue Ellen Mathewson and beautiful Michaela Wilson a safe and happy future, delighting in each moment of this precious gift of life. Up next on Noteworthy News, the largest Buddha statues found since the 1930s have been uncovered in Cambodia. We will feed the birds and be right back. Stay tuned for more soothing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, abundant news for a prosperous world. In archaeology news, two large stone statues of Lord Buddha have been unearthed at Angkor Wat in Cambodia. The discovery was made by survey workers of a 10-year India-funded $4 million US restoration project at Ta Prohm. It is one of the over 1,000 temples of the World Heritage Site of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. The statues are estimated to be over 800 years old and are among the largest ones of Lord Buddha uncovered since the 1930s. Congratulations, Cambodia, India and all personnel involved in this significant finding. May the enlightened teachings of the great Master Buddha inspire many to a life full of kindness and compassion.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Taiya, an Aboriginal language spoken in Formosa, or Taiwan, entitled Nice Deer.
Saying rangi utukawas lagam kita, temu kani putan niwatan kani, simu kirangi su, lak lalungan ni utuh krakis na kenuh kasam, cisimunanula, masoklah. Ya cukutaw na nakutuh lak lunga niya krakis na kenuh sa. Msopi, lak lalunga niya krakis na kenuh ka sa. Ungat lah, kay kong nagasis tayo sa kutu yaya na ngaruh lah.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Madame Cole Viviane, je suis camerounaise. J'ai suivi des émissions sur les bienfaits de l'alimentation végétarienne et je fais tout pour devenir une végétarienne totale. Car cette alimentation a montré des preuves évidentes dans notre vie. À Maître Supreme Master Qinghai, j'espère pour exprimer ma gratitude et mon admiration exceptionnelle pour sa compassion exemplaire pour toute l'humanité. À Supreme Master Qinghai, je souhaite une longue vie, beaucoup de courage, une grande détermination pour continuer à nourrir l'esprit de notre planète tout entière.
Esteemed Madame Con Vivienne, your gracious note is very much appreciated. We are indeed fortunate beyond words for Supreme Master Qinghai's benevolent presence on our planet at this urgent time. May you and all the warm-hearted people of Cameroon be forever blessed with happiness and profound spiritual insights.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart and soul always reverberate with heaven's infinite love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Parliament of Papua New Guinea passes the Equality and Participation Bill, a historic women's right legislation that guarantees up to 22 parliamentary seats for women as part of the country's next elections in June 2012.
As Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas meets with Israeli Kadima Party leader Zippy Livni, pledging the formation of a moderate unity government that would seek harmonious relations with Israel, Ms. Livni in turn calls for her nation to reopen peace talks.
In an effort to stabilize global financial markets while giving more time for Eurozone reforms, the world's major central banks, including those in the US, Japan, UK, Canada, Switzerland, and Europe, unanimously agreed to reduce borrowing costs to foreign financial institutions.
The Kingdom of Bahrain sends 40 tons of emergency supplies containing blankets, tents, and medical necessities to aid quake-affected residents in eastern Turkey.
Scientists at the University of Southampton in the UK received the Royal Society Brian Mercer Award for innovation, along with a £250,000 grant for their creation of a nozzle device that significantly reduces the use of both water and power by applying ultrasound for effective cleaning.
Seeing a vehicle collision on a highway in Maryland, USA, with one beginning to blaze, passers-by, Mr. Johnny Wichard and Mr. Andre Matlock, each stop and run toward the car, removing the injured driver just moments before it bursts into flames.
The European Union donates 4.6 million euros to the Transition Alliance for South Kyrgyzstan, or TASC, a group of international humanitarian organizations working in the country to assist in peaceful conflict resolution and national unity.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.